There are many photos from this point, along this line, in museum archives. In 1878, the photography pioneer Emma Shianson takes a picture here, through a gap in the thick shrubbery. In 1886, the temple front is framed by full-grown birch trees. In 1901, the park is a glowing shade of green on a hand-coloured postcard. In 1912, there is a frost on the wooden fence around the garden. In 1955, the terraced slope is covered with rows of blooming fruit trees. In 1958, smoke rises after the 200-year-old hedges have been cut down and burned. In 1961, there is an outdoor theatre and someone is watching from the top of a fire engine's extended ladder. In 1973, the bushes have been shaped into little pyramids. In 1987, the lampposts are new and the grass is freshly cut. In 1999, an abstract red sculpture has been placed in the fountain. In 2007, a thick blanket of snow covers the entire scenery. In 2016, 2018, and 2019, visitors have uploaded their own images of the view. In 2022, maybe you took a picture here. The castle, the park, and the temple front are listed as national monuments and are protected from change by law. But not only the building themselves, also the view between them is regulated. The unbroken sightline. Eight Doric columns, symmetry and order. Even if sight is often considered as the most reliable of our senses, it comes with a paradox. What we see is associated both with individual experience and objective observations. Meanwhile, sight is the easiest form of perception to deceive. Several pre-Socratic philosophers were convinced that seeing works through so-called extramission. According to that hypothesis, it is the eye which sends out rays to capture what you see, like fingers stretching out to touch something. Despite that not being true, there is no divine fire burning behind the retina, many optical calculations from antiquity work anyway. Light is reflected and refracted in the same way, regardless of direction. It would take another 1,000 years before the mathematician and physicist Ibn al-Haytham proved that sight does not occur in the eye, but in the brain. NCS color code S1005Y30R, off-white paint. This shade of paint was applied to the row of columns made from sandstone from Gotland in 2007 as part of a major restoration. The proportions of the columns are copied from temples in the ancient Greek city of Paestum. As the ruins were examined archaeologically in the 18th century, their version of the Doric order came into fashion. The Swedish king Gustav III visited Paestum on February the 28th, 1784, and bought a scale model made out of cork as a souvenir. It is now part of the collection of Sweden's National Museum, inventory number NMDRH-SK260, and is described in a catalogue as a piece of mediocre craftsmanship, but, on the whole, correct. It is most likely based on other models and contemporary reproductions rather than the temple itself. The cork temple is covered in whitewash. When Botanicum down there was built as a monument to the then recently deceased Carl Linnaeus, the King's Court scenographer and architect was commissioned to redraw the facade and mimic the style of Pestum columns. At the end of the 18th century, the prevailing view of the arts was idealistic. Form was considered to, in itself, convey ideas, and a skillfully made copy to recreate the meaning of the original. It was not commonly known at the time that the architecture and sculptures of antiquity were often overlaid with vivid colours. The paint from 2007 is a visual reconstruction of an imagined antiquity from the 1700s. Architecture is a form of optical correction. The column is slightly curved for the eye to perceive it as straight. In a similar way, this landscape is constructed to optically reinforce an idealized order. As you make the effort to put what you see into focus, your eye is squeezed slightly out of shape, while the pupil and lens is adjusted and lined up. Every time you look at something, tiny muscles inside your head, in fact, bend a ray of light to fit your liking. The optics of everything you see is neither straight nor hard. It is soft and liquid.